Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I am Gayatri Andrahennadi, coordinator, Regional English Support Center, Tangol. Today, I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. Dear children, I am going to read out you some sentences. Listen to them carefully. Hiruni is a pretty girl. Hiruni likes reading. Hiruni reads with her friends. In these sentences, I repeated the name Hiruni for 3 times. But instead of using the same name Hiruni, we can use a word for that. What will it be, my dear children? Well, let's guess it after listening to these sentences. Hiruni is a pretty girl. She likes reading. She reads with her friends. There, you can see a big difference, and you can get a clear idea on those sentences. Why is that? Because instead of repeating the same name Hiruni, we use the pronoun she. Let's take another example. Again, I'm going to read out 3 sentences about a boy. Lahiru is a clever boy. Today, Lahiru likes music. Lahiru sings songs with his friends. My dear children, now you can replace the name Lahiru using a pronoun. Without repeating the same name Lahiru for 3 times, we can use the pronoun he. So let's make the sentences like this. Lahiru is a clever boy. He likes music. He sings songs with his friends. Yes, dear children, today we are going to learn pronouns. I hope you have learned pronouns when you were in grade 6, 7, 8 and 9 in your school. So, it will be easy for you to learn today. What is a pronoun? A pronoun is used in place of a noun, noun phrase, to avoid repetition. So, to avoid repetition, we can use a pronoun. For today's lesson, we are going to categorize pronouns into 3. Subject pronouns, object pronouns, and reciprocal pronouns. First, let's learn subject pronouns. We use subject pronouns as a particular person, animal, or thing in a sentence. Subject pronouns in singular form are I, you, he, she, it. In plural form, we have we, you, they. I'll explain it again. In singular form, we have I, you, he, she, it. In plural form, we have we, you, they. Now, let's see some sentences which can be used with subject pronouns. In singular form, we can use I am a grade 10 student. You are very beautiful. He is a clever boy. She is writing a note. It is playing with a ball. So we read out the sentences which can be used in subject pronoun singular form. Now let's read out some sentences in plural form. We are getting ready for the exam. We are getting ready for the exam. They are listening to an English lesson. They are listening to an English lesson. All right, children. I think you all have got a clear idea about subject pronouns. I told you that we can categorize pronouns into three: subject pronouns, object pronouns, and reciprocal pronouns. We have discussed subject pronouns, and now we are going to learn about object pronouns. What is an object pronoun? An object pronoun takes the place of a noun that receives the action of the subject. In object pronouns, we have me, you, him, her, it, us, them. Let's see some examples of object pronouns. The principal knows him very well. The principal knows him very well. The teacher sings the song with her. The teacher sings the song with her. Father picks me up today. Father picks me up today. You are teaching to us. You are teaching to us. Well, children, now let's practice subject pronouns and object pronouns together. You too can read with me. I, me. You, you. He, him. She, her. It, it. We, us. They, them. Let's practice it again. I, me. You, you. He, him. She, her. It, it. We, us. They, them. While we were reading subject pronouns and object pronouns together, we have come across two special words. They are you and it. Both you and it is the same with subject and object pronouns. So children, keep that in your mind, and after this lesson, you can practice these words. Then you will be familiar with both subject and object pronouns. All right, children, now you have learned subject pronouns and object pronouns. So, to have a change in your lesson, let's do some activities. I hope you all have the activity sheets with you. So, let's do the activity number one. While I'm reading the sentences given in activity one, you can fill in the blanks. Exercise A. Fill in the blanks with I or me. With I or me. Number one. Father drives blank to school today. Number two. When blank get home, I usually have a bath. Number three. Is that present for blank? Well, now let's see the answers. Number 1. Father drives me to school today. The answer is me. When I get home, I usually have a bath. In that sentence, the answer is I. Is that present for me? The answer is me. Here we use I as the subject pronoun and me as the object pronoun. Exercise B. Fill in the blanks with she or her. She or her. The poet writes a poem for blank. Number 2. At the beginning there's a blank. Went to the party last Sunday. Number 3. The book is very enjoyable to blank. Let's find out the answers. Number 1. The poet writes a poem for her. Number 2. She went to the party last Sunday. Number 3. The book is very enjoyable to her. In the above three sentences, we put she as subject pronoun and her as object pronoun. Now let's move on to exercise C. Fill in the blanks with he or him. With he or him. Sahan refused to give blank the paper. Number 2. When blank fell out of the tree, he broke his arm. Number 3. I told blank about the online lesson. The answers for the above sentences are Number 1. Sahan refused to give him the paper. When he fell out of the tree, he broke his arm. I told him about the online lesson. Here we use he as the subject pronoun and him as the object pronoun. As we read out the above sentences, there we use we as the subject pronoun and us as the object pronouns. Example. Number 1. Mother cannot come with us today. Number 2. After we eat, we rest for a while. Number 3. The teacher is coming with us to buy stationery. Now fill in the blanks with they or them. With they or them. I think you all have got the right answers. Let's check your answers. Number 1. Take off your shoes and put them in the closet. They are my sister's best friends. Here we use they as the subject pronoun and them as the object pronoun. Alright, children. Now you have come across subject pronouns and object pronouns clearly. Now let's move on to another activity. Activity 2. Replace the underlined nouns with suitable pronouns. Here is an example. Look at it carefully. Senuri bought a coffee from the shop. Senuri bought a coffee from the shop. Here we have two underlined words, Senuri and a coffee. Now, how can we replace it? Yes, instead of using Senuri, we use the pronoun she, and for a coffee, we can use the pronoun it. So we can write the sentence, she bought it from the shop. She bought it from the shop. Fine. Now let's do the activity. Number one, grandfather wants to see his granddaughter. The underlined words are grandfather and his granddaughter. So we can replace it as he wants to see her. He is the subject pronoun and her is the object pronoun. Number two, the members of the team want Rahul to be the captain. The underlined words are the members of the team and Rahul. So we can replace it as they want him to be the captain. They is the subject pronoun and him is the object pronoun. The principal finished the work. The underlined words are the principal and the work. We can replace it as he finished it. He finished it. He is the subject pronoun and it is the object pronoun. Number four. Kasuni and Subani are excited to hear the next song. Here the underlined words are Kasuni and Subani and the next song. We can write it as they are excited to hear it. They can be taken as the subject pronoun and it can be used as the object pronoun. The boy has to listen to his mother. The boy and his mother are the underlined words. We can replace it as he has to listen to her. He is the subject pronoun and her is the object pronoun. Well, now you all have got a clear understanding on both subject pronouns and object pronouns. Now children, we are going to learn about reciprocal pronouns. Before that, please take out your grade 10 English pupils book and turn to page number 107. Grade 10 English pupils book, page number 107. What is a reciprocal pronoun? A reciprocal pronoun is a pronoun which is used to indicate that two or more people are carrying out an action. There are two reciprocal pronouns. They are each other and one another. Each other is used to show something done by two people. It means only two people can be used with each other. For an example, we can say Chehani and Kalani gave each other presents on Christmas Day. One another is used to show something done by more than two people. It means there may be 3, 4, 5, 7, or 10 or more. As an example, we can say, brothers spent the afternoon kicking the ball to one another. So, my dear children, each other refers to two people. One another refers to more than two people. Let's do the activity 8 in your pupil's book. Activity 8 in your pupil's book. Complete the following sentences using one another or each other. Number 1. The teacher asked the students to cooperate with blank when doing group work. In this sentence, there may be many students. So we can use the reciprocal pronoun one another. Then the sentence would be, the teacher asked the students to cooperate with one another when doing group work. Number 2. Upendran and Ganesh took turns in helping blank. Here Upendran and Ganesh, only two boys, so we can consider the answer as each other. So the completed sentence is, Upendran and Ganesh took turns in helping each other. Both sisters wanted to look after blank during the absence of their parents. In this sentence, both refers to only two people. So we can use the answer each other. Now I will read the completed sentence. Both sisters want to look after each other during the absence of their parents. Number 4. The shelf reader stacked the books on blank and put them on a trolley. Here big books refers to a lot of books. So the answer is one another. Number 5. Everybody should lend a hand to blank during times of emergency. In this sentence, everybody means we cannot get an exact number. So the answer is one another. All right, now let's do the activity in your workbook. Turn to page number 61 and activity 4. In your workbook, page number 61, activity 4. Use either one another or each other and complete the blanks. Number 1. My dog and my cat hate blank. Here my dog and my cat are only two animals. So we can write the answer each other. Number 2. Mr. Brown, Mr. David and Mr. Butcher always criticize blank. Here we have three men. So we can get the answer one another. So the answer is Mr. Brown, Mr. David and Mr. Butcher always criticize one another. Now, let's discuss number 3. My friends looked at blank when they heard about my achievement. Here, my friends mean there may be many friends, so we can get the answer one another. Number 4. Both of them gave blank a present for the festival. In earlier pupils book activity also, we came across the word both. It means only two. So the answer is each other. So I will read out the sentence with the answer. Both of them gave each other a present for the festival. Number 5. My teacher and my mother had met blank at the university. In this sentence, it only talks about two women. They are my teacher and my mother. Therefore, we can write the answer each other. So the completed sentence is, my teacher and my mother had met each other at the university. Dear children, now we have come to the end of today's lesson. Let's see the summary of today's lesson. Today we have learnt three types of pronouns, subject pronoun, object pronouns and reciprocal pronouns. I hope you all have got a clear understanding.